Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
I'm Rachel Marshall, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. Although most Cochrane reviews look at the effects of interventions that are taken directly by people, some, such as the September 2011 review from a team of researchers in Finland, examine the impact on people of actions on other things. The review assesses the effects of the renovation of buildings damaged by water on the respiratory problems experienced by people who live and work in them. Ginny Hetherington from the Cochrane Collaboration Secretariat describes the review.
Many people have personal experience of staying in a water-damaged house and the effects this can have on sneezing, coughing or a running nose. It can also cause more serious symptoms, and research has shown that mouldy buildings increase the risk of upper respiratory tract conditions such as asthma and asthma-like symptoms like wheezing. This new Cochrane review was done to determine if renovating or remediating buildings damaged by dampness or mould would reduce or prevent respiratory tract symptoms, infections or asthma. It found low quality evidence that this might be the case. Exposure to damp buildings occurs in three different ways. People might be exposed where they live, they might be exposed at their workplaces, and when public buildings are water damaged, both workers and the public can be affected. For example, this might happen with teachers and children at school, or nurses and patients in hospitals. The Cochrane researchers included both randomized and non-randomized studies in their review, as long as these had evaluated the effects of renovating and cleaning buildings on airway symptoms. They found 8 eligible studies with just over 6,500 participants, which had been done in a variety of buildings. There were 3 randomized trials and 5 other studies, but they found it difficult to interpret the findings of these non-randomized studies. It's also possible that exposure time in the school studies may have been too short for an effect to arise, and the detection of effects in children depended on accurate observation by parental respondents, which might not have been achieved in some studies. The interventions that had been assessed aimed to remove mould and dampness from family houses, schools, or, in one study, an office building. When remediation of houses was compared to no intervention at all, the review found evidence that interventions that targeted mould reduced asthma-related symptoms and respiratory infections and decreased the use of their medication by asthmatics. One study examined the effect in children of a program of extensive remediation compared to a provision of information alone, and found that the number of emergency and inpatient visits decreased after the repair work, but no difference was seen for the number of days on which the children had asthma symptoms. In another study, pupils' visits to physicians due to a common cold were less frequent after the building was repaired, but respiratory symptoms like stuffy nose, runny nose, dry throat, hoarseness and eye irritation were similar before and after the intervention among both the pupils and the adults who worked in the schools. The wide range of outcome measures and variation in the study designs made it difficult to draw hard conclusions within the review. However, the authors conclude that the results do suggest that if people staying in a mould-damaged building have more respiratory symptoms than usual, a thorough remediation might prove helpful. Although, to prove this conclusively, they note the need for better research, including the use of validated outcome measures.
To find out more about the research done to date, and to watch for updates of this Cochrane review as the new studies are done, you can read the full review at cochranelibrary.com.